Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity.
I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm your host this morning, along with Dr. Reggie Johnson. And guess what? Today is Oracle Friday. We have Gloria Wells in our chat room this morning that's moderating our chat room. She's also a co-host. I'm trying to remember to introduce you guys to Gloria. She is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Anyway, it's Oracle Friday. Woo! I love Oracle Friday. And today we're going to be pulling your cards from the Oracle deck based on Esther and Jerry Hicks, The Teachings of Abraham, Ask and It Is Given. All you have to do is ask. Isn't that beautiful? Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Cynthia.
Oh, I love it. We're close together today. I love you.
Love you, too.
We want to take us into our morning prayer because the queue is lining up here.
Okay. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for a glorious day, the end of the week, and we made it through another week, and we are so grateful and thankful for everything on earth. Let me be a direct guide by the power of the Holy Spirit to give oracle messages and to help people to be guided in the right direction in their life, improving the quality of life in all aspects. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Now, before we get started, I have a couple of announcements. Number one is next Wednesday, we won't have a Wednesday morning show. We're going to have a Wednesday evening show because next week, Bill Bowers will be back, and we'll be doing our monthly energy infusion and healing circle. You know, this is a wonderful test that we're running right now on healing virtually. It's not really a test because we all know that there's no such thing as time or space in spirit.
Amen.
And so Bill is working with shifting your energy. Everyone in the group experiences the shift in the energy. So throughout 30 days, he says, look for changes in your life, even if you weren't one that was called. So I'm encouraging you to call in Wednesday evening to participate in this powerful, powerful group energy infusion and healing circle. And it'll be at 7 p.m. We normally are at 7 a.m. It'll be at 7 p.m. You can go on Blog Talk Radio and click on that show because it's listed as an upcoming show and click the clock so that you get a reminder about the event, okay? And follow us. Follow Circles of Prosperity so you'll know some of our upcoming special events such as this. And our guests, we have guests on. I have a guest in the works right now. I want to tell you guys so bad, but I want to make sure that I can solidify it before I tell you. But you're going to be so excited to have this guest on. So stay in tune, okay, because I told you I have a lot of wonderful things coming up. The second thing I wanted to tell you and really to ask of you, people have been asking, they want to bring people to Circles of Prosperity, but a lot of times we are in the middle of a book study, and honestly, I will tell you, when the time is right for you, no matter where we are in a book study, you're going to hear the message that you need to hear. Because I totally believe that God will send the people who need to hear these messages and learn from these messages. And from time to time, I get testimonies that really prove to me that that is what's going on. Your spirit is seeking, you will be drawn here. But we want to grow and to reach as many people as we can. Our whole purpose here is to awaken you to a joyful life. This is a life that you were designed to live. And we call it prosperity, and we twist the word around to us, prosperity, because we equate it all with material things and money. And you know what? That's not bad. But you were meant to have so much more in life than material things. Your life, you are a powerful being. You can create whatever it is that you desire beyond things. Beyond things. But you weren't created to be miserable. You were not created to be, you know, unloved or powerless. So Circles of Prosperity here is to awaken you to your true nature. And if you come on Oracle Friday, that's wonderful. I'm glad that you're here. But I also want you to have a much more abundant life. And it's so funny because I'm saying to you the things that a wonderful teacher 2,000 years ago said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. That was Jesus. And so as you become awakened, you desire this for everyone. And that's my desire for you, that you really become aware of who you really are. Dr. Reggie says we were created just a little bit below the angels. We're spiritual beings with so much power. The winds will obey us if we understand who we really are. Okay, so because of that, and because of this message, and because we want to reach so many people, I need your help. I need your help on different levels. One is I need you to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. I need you to share with your social network about Circles of Prosperity and encourage them to follow us. I need you to go to Facebook, Circles of Prosperity on Facebook, and become a part of like us on Facebook and become and follow us there, or follow us on Twitter at Circles Prosper. All of that information is on the homepage here at Blog Talk Radio. And the last thing, two more things I need. If you are interested, please go to my website, circlesofprosperity.org, and sign up to become a member so that you can get this, our study guides and our special alerts and advisors and just little daily messages from us or weekly messages from us to encourage you on your spiritual path. And while you're there and you become a member, I'd also ask you to, if it's in your heart, to make a donation. And we're using this money to grow local chapters of Circles of Prosperity. So if you could do that, I would so appreciate it. I love you, and I appreciate you, and thank you. So we're going to get started this morning. Dr. Reggie is our intuitive this morning, and I'm going to go to our first caller. 9473, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, precious?
Okay.
You sound a little sleepy this morning. What's your first name?
Woody.
Woody, do you have a question for the Oracle this morning?
Yes, I would like to know what message you have for me.
You want to know what message I have for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shuffling cards.
I'm shuffling the cards, Dr. I'm shuffling the cards. My greatest gift to give is my happiness.
Wow. That's a very powerful card. You have a lot to give, and if you're not happy inside, you're born that way. Even as a baby, you're born happy. And a lot of times, circumstances and people and parents and co-workers, and everybody else try to take that happiness from you. You are a very powerful being and a magnificently intelligent person. Only you control the steps that you make with the power of the universe that created you in the first place. You are a powerful being. But there will be more finances coming up for you and more choices to make in terms of your career and where you're going. No matter if you're retired or what you're doing, there will be some movement right now, and that's a good thing.
Okay.
You want me to read the back? I'm going to read the back of the card to you. This is your special message, okay? Dr. Reggie is giving you your intuitive reading. The greatest gift that you could ever give is your own happiness. When you are in a state of joy or appreciation, you are connected to the stream of source energy that is truly who you are. And anything or anyone that you are holding as your object of attention benefits from your attention.
Are you Thank you.
Are you in a state of happiness?
Yes, I try to, yeah.
Good, good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good morning, 3424. You're on the air.
Greetings. Good
morning. How are you, precious?
I am fine. How are you, beloved?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Ooh, I love your energy.
Thank you.
I'm shuffling the cards for you. What is your first name?
My name is Ebony.
Ebony. Ebony, what is your question this morning?
It's about relationship, and I don't know how in depth, you know, of a question, how specific. This is my first time having an oracle reading, so, you know, I'm not exactly sure if it's the same as tarot or, you know, other readings.
It's a little different, but tell me what's on your mind, and then let's see what comes up.
Okay. I just had a question about a certain individual that I've been dealing with off and on for too long.
And so what do you want to know about that individual? Or about
I just don't understand the back and forth, why the coming in and out of my life. And
Okay. All right, let's see what's going on here. Oh, this is funny. Why does my saying no to it mean saying yes to it? Isn't that interesting? I'm going to read the back of the card.
Okay.
Isn't that funny? I can't believe it. You know, the energy is the energy. When you give attention to something you desire and say yes to it, you are including it in your vibration. But when you look at something you do not want and say no to it, you are including it in your vibration. You cannot exclude anything that you are giving your attention to.
Exactly. And this person, from the intuitive standpoint, them coming back and forth, and not knowing what they want to do, is two things. Number one, they have not released the old relationship that they were dealing with in the first place for several reasons. There could be a child, there could be a person trying to hang on to that relationship, and they're trying to hang on to you. It's just crazy back and forth. That's normally the case, and that's one thing. They're not telling the whole energy about what's really going on. And secondly, they feel that they have not invested themselves emotionally in their career or their business or their job or trying to make things right before they think about things like, we should get married, but they're not ready yet. This person is truly not ready. So there needs to be a discussion, a deep discussion. You are very advanced spiritually. You are. You even channel sometimes. And you have great dreams and great ideas. This person may be a little bit intimidated by you, too. So don't be surprised.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Woo.
Does this resonate with you?
Indeed. Yes, yes, ma'am, it does. You blew me away. Wow.
She's laughing.
It is an honor. It is an honor.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Whew. Okay. Okay, I have to let it sit. I got hit blindsided. Both ways.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. All righty, sweetie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ebony. We love you.
Love you, too. Thank you so much.
You're
absolutely
welcome. Absolutely.
Many blessings.
You, too.
Thank you. Okay. 2508. Can we? Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you both?
Oh, my goodness. It's a wonderful Mr. Cody. We love you.
The feeling is mutual. Really, it is.
You have a question for the Oracle this morning.
Yes, I do. I want the Lord to check into, let me know about my finances.
Okay. I'm shuffling the cards.
Okay.
All right. Why are they not getting what they are asking for?
Whoa.
Okay, you can change that to, why am I not getting what I'm asking for?
Right.
All right. So if people are not receiving what they are asking for, it can only be that the persons holding the desire are out of alignment with their own requests. There is no shortage.
So that money is there.
There is no lack.
I know
there
that.
There is competition for resources.
Yes.
There is only the allowing or the disallowing of that which one is asking for.
There's the money. And the money is there. It's already there. The universe is not stopping you. Your finances are a very sacred energy. Money is a very sacred energy. Because with money, we do two things. We buy products or we buy services. So in your mind, see yourself with what you want to do with the finances. Do I want to go on a trip? Do I want to see yourself already doing it? Don't forget to ask. The Bible says, ask and it is given unto you. When you ask something, your Heavenly Father, who sees all things in secret, shall reward you openly. That was said 2,000 years ago. It is still the same statement, and it's still true today. No matter what package it is wrapped in, it still holds true for each individual. So ask and play with it.
Okay.
Asking is given.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. I like they say holding the desire. Holding the desire are out of alignment with their own request. So, is there any fear or doubt?
No.
No. To be in alignment, you need to be in joy and no fear and no doubt.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're going to go on to the chat room and pull one from the chat room. Thank you, Cody. This is... I don't know how to pronounce her name or his name. Desolate. I would like to know, do you see doors opening up for a music career? They have a question. I'm going to answer just one right now. Do you see doors opening up for a music career? I'm shuffling the cards for you right now. Oh, my goodness. Same card. Why are they not getting what they are asked for? It's the same message that we just gave Cody. So it's saying if you are not receiving what you're asking for, it can only be that the persons holding the desire are out of alignment with their own request. There is no shortage, there is no lack, there is no competition. There is only the allowing or the disallowing of that which you are asked for. Dr. Reggie.
I do believe that the music industry is open to you, and there is music in your future. And I also believe that you are very talented as a musician, but there may be something holding you back. It's your own thought. There is no competition. You are the best musician you can be. No one can create lyrics like you, play the instrument like you do, dance and sing and do. That is your individual expression. So, yes, the doors are open. And you know what? Beautiful things will open up to you beginning in August, and in September it's going to be wide open. Yes, I do see that for you.
Okay. Let's go to another caller. I'll come back if I have time for your second question. Good morning, 0411, you're on the air.
Greetings, greetings, everyone.
Good morning. Anthony, is that you?
That's correct, that is correct.
Good morning, Anthony.
How you doing, Dr. Reggie?
I'm doing great,
I would
thank
like
you.
To know what is in my immediate future. What does the immediate future hold for me?
Okay.
At this moment.
Okay.
Shuffling the card.
All that is benefiting from my existence. No matter what has caused your unique point of view to come about, it has come about. You do exist. You are seeing. You are believing. You are asking. And you are being answered. And all that is benefiting from your existence and from your point of view.
Wow. So you are a co-creator with God right now where you are. And your power is very strong. Things that were done in the past don't work this paradigm. So now you're changing and building a brand new future with travel, with new network of friends, with new alliance on a spiritual level, because you are the father of spirituality, helping people to lay out a new path, not in the old traditional hallelujah Baptist kind of way, but in a brand new Native American, earthbound, spiritual sense that makes more sense to you and everybody around you. The old ways have changed. Behold, all things become new. That's where your future is, immediately. Change your mind and open the doors.
Wow.
Are you there?
That's powerful. Yes, that is powerful. Thank you. That is powerful.
Amen.
I didn't expect that. Yeah, but I'm receiving it.
Yeah,
that's more than the mouth for.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you. Okay, so if anybody has a question for the Oracle, you need to press 1 on your telephone keypad. I don't know if you have a question unless you press 1. So I'm going back to the chat room.
Second question.
The second question for Desolate. See me having a soulmate for me. They want to get me. I'm shuffling the cards. But whose truth is the true truth? With enough attention to anything, the essence of what you have been giving thought to will eventually become a physical manifestation. And then as others give attention to it, they help it expand. in time, manifestation, whether wanted or not, is called truth. Deliberate creation is about deliberately choosing those experiences you make your truth.
And I believe a person's truth already exists as a soulmate, but you guys are repelling each other, or maybe the obvious. It's already there, but you're walking away from each other, not realizing that you are soulmate, and that this bond is very strong, but it keeps being ignored. But it will come together when you just let your mind say, thank you, well, this person in my life is going to come together. And this person does the same thing. You're deliberately creating a wonderful relationship, a powerful one. It's already, yes, I do see that for immediate future. It's already there. It's already there. So keep your eyes open and your ears pierced to the ground.
Oh. Okay. Good morning, 945. You're on the air. You have a question?
Oh, good morning. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
I did have a question.
Okay, what is the question?
Numerologically, it's a number one year for me, and I'm just wondering if I'm on track for, you know, all the new beginnings that I'm supposed to be headed for.
All right, I'm shuffling the cards. I can accept myself as a vibrational being. Once you begin to accept yourself as a vibrational being who attracts all things that come in your experience, once you understand the correlation between what you are thinking, feeling, and what you are receiving, you then hold the keys to get from wherever you are to wherever you want to be on all subjects.
Wow, Erica. As a number one year, you know, one is the primary number. It's the God number, I call it. In tarot, pro is the God card, but number one is the primary fire. Everything is possible. It has an Aries content, a Leo content, everything in Sagittarius, things dealing with fire. This one for you is helping you to get better and to improve yourself. And it's going to be a wonderful experience. You are directing your year. All the patience is in your hands. And this year is what you create. God gave you a blank canvas. Paint beauty and love and joy and make this your year.
Wow. Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All righty. It's a light day. Is it a holiday? No? Good morning. 298, you're on the air. You have a question for the Oracle?
Yes, good morning, Dr.
Good morning.
It's Karen.
Hey. How are you?
I'm wonderful. My question is about finances as well.
Do you have us on a speakerphone, Karen?
Yes.
Okay, we're getting an echo and we can't understand you.
Okay, is that better?
Oh, I think it's a little better.
Yes. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Wonderful. My question is also about finances. Can you tell me about my finances? What's going on?
Okay, she's shuffling the card.
I'm shuffling the card. A consistent formula gives me consistent results.
Wonderful.
Okay, here's the message. Like learning to understand the basics of mathematics and then having the successful experience of understanding the results of their applications. Once you have a formula for understanding your world that is always consistent, it will yield consistent results for you.
And you understand, and you understand finance, Karen, I know you do, but a lot of times it gets out of hand. And I don't want to exceed your expenditures with getting too far out of hand. So it's all about control. But once you do that, don't go past the boundary and say, you know what, I'm going to conserve and be disciplined right now. Later on, I'll have all this extended resources to have fun and have extra finance. You're good at it. It's just a matter of discipline, that's all. And it's going to get better.
What was the last thing you said, Dr. Reggie?
You are disciplined, and it's going to get better. Holding on to your finances, because you understand them.
Right.
And remember, it's an energy. Don't exceed your expenditures. Just hold on and be conservative in your spending, and then have the discipline which provides you more money or things in the future, you know?
Okay.
Well, you want to have fun, and you're going to, but save it for right now for important stuff. And don't worry about finances, because if you do, you're putting worry energy around money, and that it runs from you. So hold on to the idea and the ideology that abundance permeates everything that I do and everything in the universe. And then your floodgate, your heart and mind, and money shows up manifest.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. You all
Absolutely.
Have a beautiful day. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. 91, you're on the air. Can you hear me? 8916. Okay, I'm sorry, 8916, I couldn't hear you. I'll try to come back to you. Is there anyone else that has a question this morning? You can press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'm going back to 8916. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, Dr. Reggie?
You have a question?
Do I have a question?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I don't have a question.
Oh, you should.
I should have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to ask.
You do a step into prosperity.
Oh, I know what that is. Okay. I'll ask the card. What is the future of circles of prosperity?
And your chef?
I'm shuffling the card. Here, you shuffle.
Thank you. And the cards say a beautiful message.
Oh, who's truth? Is the true truth? Same message with enough attention to anything. The essence of what you have been giving thought to will eventually become a physical manifestation.
That's right.
And then as others give attention to it, they help it expand. You see, that's why I was asking you guys help by sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you help to expand our truth. And our truth is that we want circles of prosperity to grow. So just the simple act of sharing circles of prosperity with your friends
expands the energy.
Deliberate creation is about deliberately choosing those experiences that make your truth.
Amen.
Amen. I love the concept of deliberate creation.
That's true.
Because we're setting our intention and really saying, this is what I want to experience in this lifetime, or at the moment, this is what I want to experience.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
And my question is, we're making a move. Is this move a divine path and a great location for us?
You called in the energy then.
I sure did. And the answer says, the card.
It says, I can gradually change my vibrational frequency.
Yes.
There is no thought that you cannot eventually have. Just as there is no place that you cannot eventually reach from wherever you are.
Mm.
But you cannot instantly jump to a thought that has a vibrational frequency very different from the thoughts you are usually thinking.
Which means it is a good place. Stay in that place.
And grow in that place. That makes sense. Yes. No matter where you go, there you are. That's what they're saying.
Exactly, exactly.
And you create whatever we want to.
We have the ability, yes. And you know, oneness tells us that every choice that we make is on our divine path. Every choice that we make is on our divine path. Let's try 8916 again. Good morning, 916, you're on the air.
Good morning, how are you? Ronisa.
Hey, Ronisa.
What happened? I don't know. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me, so I apologize.
Oh, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you all?
Good.
That's good. I have a question. The number four, like 444, I keep seeing it in threes when I look at a clock on my computer, when I look at my clock at home, the 444 keeps coming up. So
that's a very powerful thing. You have one, which is the primary energy of creation. Two is the energy of duality. Three is the number of the Trinity. Four is the number of balance and the elements: earth, air, fire, and water. Four means complete balance. Four in Christianity represents the cross, Jesus. It represents resurrection and power and grounding yourself to the earth. And four is an elevation number. An ascension number. You are now growing in a whole new vibration. Where things did not make sense before, you're now elevating to a whole new realm. And it's telling you, these spiritual energies are telling you not to worry. You're in the right place. You're in the right mindset. You're in the energy of love movement. Spiritually, you are very powerful. Some people cannot handle that much power. So management and growth and supervising things will sometimes have opposing forces with you because they sense that power of four, but they won't say anything. They'll do other things to try to stop you. They can't. God is on your side. The power of four, three are with you always, giving you warning and letting you know, Ronisa, here it is, 444. You are very powerful. Stay in alignment with the energy of four. These spirits are with you. The Holy Spirit, the energy of vibration of Father and Holy Spirit are with you, binding you, so stay in the energy of four. It's okay. It's fine.
Thank you. I received that. Now I see why I couldn't get through, but I thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Ronisa. We have
thank you all. You all.
Thank
you,
welcome, sweetheart. So good to hear your voice.
You too.
Bye-bye. Have you been listening in on the Spiritual Partnership book study?
Yes, ma'am, every day.
All righty, then. Are you enjoying the book?
I am so much enjoying it, very much. It's a lot of good information, so I'm really taking it and trying to use it and help someone else.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Bless you. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
All right, thank you.
All righty, we've got 5 minutes to go. Anyone else? Press 1 on your telephone keypad this morning and get an answer to that deep question in your soul that you're wondering about. The oracle is here waiting.
Just press 1 on your telephone keypad. Don't be scared.
Where did that come from?
We had a little girl. What was her name? That was spending the night with Benica.
Came from the dentist. When I went to Dr. Gannon.
Oh.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Okay. I thought you said that when we were watching The Wizard of Oz. Well, see, then why did you ask me where it come from? It's new.
I don't know where your mind is.
Oh, I thought Benica said that.
No, and we were watching. You know, we tease her about the same thing.
I know. Okay, do I have someone else? You press 1 on a telephone keypad with a question this morning.
I see great things happening on these folks.
Was there a recurring theme? I think there was a recurring theme in the readings this morning. You want to hear what my perception is?
Okay.
My perception is really how the cards to put the responsibility back on
the people
about what they want to create in their life.
Creators.
You are creators.
And it's very powerful.
Very, very powerful.
And that you are divine creations and you have the ability to create whatever you want.
Amen.
The power of creating is wonderful.
2508.
Baby, I just want to know, could I ask another question?
Yes, you may. Go ahead.
I'm attempting to, you know, I'm baffled, but I'm concerned about my answer that, you know, you and Dr. Reggie gave me, and I'm wondering is what do I change that paradigm? What do I do to change?
And this is in regard with what?
To money. This is Cody Smith. I'm referring to my finances.
Oh, okay. So you want to know how to change
the paradigm?
Okay. All right. Well, this is a beautiful message. All that is benefiting from my existence. This is kind of, no matter what has caused your unique point of view to come about, it has come about. You do exist. You are thinking. You are perceiving. You are asking. And you are being answered. And all that is benefiting from your existence and from your point of view.
In other words, in simple steps, which is called analysis and synthesis, in changing your financial situation, what would be the first thing you would do if your situation changed? Think about that. The first thing I would do to change the quality of my life and improve it and help others. When you give to yourself and share with others, your finance energy opens the doors of heaven to make abundance for sure. So what would I do to help myself but to help others as well as a co-creator with God and with the universe? And then secondly, what would I do to heal? To heal myself and to heal others and to help them to heal. All healing and all love and all giving equals rewards bigger than any money you could ever have. And your financial situation will change automatically because that's the pattern that is set in. First of all, what can I do to help myself and to help others with financial situations that change for myself? How would I heal myself and heal others? And watch what happens. The third thing is going to blow you away because money is going to show up out of nowhere. But it's never out of nowhere. It's from God, which is everywhere. Everywhere. Under all things, God is.
So substance exists, and so does money, on all levels, out of no place. Like the old folks used to say, God will make a way out of no way, and that's what's happening. But the no way does exist. It's pre-existent. But all you have to do is open your mind, believe it, and then receive it.
Okay.
You know what? One of your little things comes to mind that says when you change your thoughts, the things in your life change. Did I get it backwards?
Yes. Or when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Okay.
All righty. We have run out of time this morning. We're overflowing here. We're not streaming any longer, but we're going to go ahead and go into our closing prayer.
Thank you, God, for everything that is, for being the all that is, for being all power, all infinite knowledge and wisdom, and the loving, gentle, and commanding force that exists in everyone. We thank you for the oracle information. We bless everyone that called in and received information. Send them showers of blessing and healing and light and love. And I believe it is so under the power of the Holy Spirit and all creation. And so it is.
And so it is. You guys have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. We'll be picking up with Chapter 5 of our book study, Spiritual Partnership. God bless.